David Axelrod questions if it is wise for Joe Biden to run in 2024, his best interest or the country's? By Hannah Blow Knudsen on November 6, 2023. President Joe Biden needs to decide if it is wise for him to run as the Democrat nominee in the 2024 presidential race, which will likely set him up for a 2020 rematch. CNN political analyst David Axelrod said, asking whether doing so is in Biden's best interest or the country's. It's very late to change horses, a lot will happen in the next year that no one can predict, and Biden's team says his resolve to run is firm. He's defied CW before, but this will send tremors of doubt through the party, not bet wedding. But legitimate concern, Axelrod said over the weekend in reaction to the latest New York Times/CNN poll, showing former President Donald Trump leading Biden in 5 out of 6 key swing states. The greatest concern is that his biggest liability is the one thing he can't change. Among all the unpredictables, there is one thing that is sure. The age arrow only points in one direction. Axelrod continued, contending that Biden is correct to be proud of his accomplishments, although he did not list the so-called achievements. Further, Axelrod determined that Trump is a dangerous, unhinged demagogue whose brazen disdain for the rules, norms, laws and institutions or democracy should be disqualifying. But the stakes of miscalculation here are too dramatic to ignore, he warned, concluding that only Biden can make the final decision. If he continues to run, he will be the nominee of the Democratic Party, he continued. What he needs to decide is whether that is wise, whether it's in his best interest or the country's. Axelrod's weekend warning stems from the Times/CNN poll, showing Trump leading Biden in a head-to-head matchup in Nevada, Trump plus 11, Arizona, Trump plus 5, Pennsylvania, Trump plus 4, Georgia, Trump plus 6, and Michigan, Trump plus 5. The survey prompted responses from others who are sounding the alarm, calling for Biden to drop out. "It's time," Bill Kristol said. "President Biden has served our country well. I'm confident he'll do so for the next year. But it's time for an act of personal sacrifice and public spirit. It's time to pass the torch to the next generation. It's time for Biden to announce he won't run in 2024. Biden, however, has shown no signs of backing out, formally announcing his re-election bid in April. Related, crash landing. Biden falls at U.S. Air Force Academy commencement. "We, you and I, together we're turning things around and we're doing it in a big way." Biden, who would be 86 at the end of his second term, said. "It's time to finish the job. Finish the job." Recent surveys are triggering more concerns among Democrats, as they show Trump leading Biden nationally as well, including among independent voters, specifically. Axelrod's warning came one day ahead of Trump taking the stand in the New York County Supreme Court in his civil fraud case. Getting ready to head to the downtown Lower Manhattan courthouse to testify in one of the many cases that were instigated and brought by my political opponent, crooked Joe Biden, through agencies and surrogates, for purposes of election interference. Trump wrote in part, adding, "This is the first time this method of cheating in an election has been so blatantly used in the USA as a political weapon."